I'd like to welcome you back to Old Daf, Daf and Practice series. You know, every year before Pesach, there's this discussion of what does need to be kosher Pesach, what doesn't need to be kosher Pesach, cosmetics, soaps, shampoos, toothpaste. Every year Pesach, you have the discussion. The truth is that throughout the year also, there's a question about body soap, hand soap, perhaps even shampoo. There's a question, does it need to be kosher? And many, many poskim say that ideally it should be kosher. Why? Why is that? Why would shampoo need to be kosher? Why would body soap need to be kosher? The truth is, in the Gemara in today's daf, Pesachim daf Amud Beis, really the first words on the daf are Echad Hasach. We're talking about truma that became tame, and if someone anoints themselves, someone applies oil of truma that became tame on himself, there could be a problem. Rashi explains what would be the problem with anointing yourself with such oil. Rashi explains because sicha kishtia. If you anoint yourself, if you apply oil on yourself, it's as if you're drinking the oil. References the Gemara and Yuma. And therefore, some posts can suggest the same things when it comes to non-kosher food. If you have a non-kosher ingredient in soap, and if you think about it, what is soap? Historically, it was made out of animal fats. It was made out of chela, the forbidden fats, and the posts can discuss that. But even now, the acid used many times is used with animal fats from non-kosher animals. And therefore, the question is, would you allow to use body soap that has non-kosher ingredients in it? There's a Tosfos in Nida, in Daf Amud Beis, where Rabbeinu Tam suggests that the only time that we apply this concept of sicha kishtia, that anointing yourself is as if you're drinking it, is limited to oil. And if that's the case, then it wouldn't be a problem with soaps that we use. But not everyone agrees with this. Rabbeinu Tam, the grow is machmir. The bir halacha, interestingly, in Hilcha Shabbos, in Shin Chavav, says that the common practice is to be lenient on this, and we do use non-kosher soaps. But he says, he recommends that if possible, you should be machmir. And the Aruch HaShulchan adds on another point over here, that even those that want to be stringent, even those that say that sicha kishtia, this idea that applying an ointment to your body is similar to drinking, perhaps that's only if it's edible. If it's not edible, like our soaps, believe me, are not edible, it perhaps wouldn't be a problem. Now, that also, not everyone necessarily agrees with that line of reasoning, and therefore there still are some that wish, I say, that ideally you should be machmir, you should be stringent on this manner, that there's certainly what to rely upon to be lenient, as the Bir Halacha writes, and there are many contemporary poskim that say that as well. But next time that you want to make fun, maybe, of a kashrus agency that gives a hechsher on soap, you should understand that there really is a lot of background to this, and there is what to say for such practice.